Picture Perfect, an hour of music from the movies. I'm Ross Amico, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, the focus is on screen adaptations of the writings of Ernest Hemingway. Screen adaptations of the writings of Hemingway this week. There's certainly plenty of them. Let's begin with For Whom the Bell Tolls from 1943, adapted from Hemingway's 1940 novel about an American attached to a Republican guerrilla unit assigned to blow up a bridge during the Spanish Civil War. The author handpicked Gary Cooper and Ingrid Bergman for their roles. The score was by Victor Young. Here's the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, conducted by James Sedaris.
Thank you.
Music from the 1943 film of Ernest Hemingway's For Whom the Bell Tolls. Victor Young was the composer, and the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra was conducted by James Sedaris. In 1977, George C. Scott reunited with his patent director, Franklin J. Schaffner, for an adaptation of Hemingway's posthumously published novel, Islands in the Stream, drawn from a collection of three related stories about the same character, set down in the early 1950s. Hemingway published the third as The Old Man and the Sea. Scott gives one of his best performances as a Hemingway-like figure living on a Caribbean island. Patton composer Jerry Goldsmith wrote the music. Goldsmith spoke of it often as his favorite score. Here's music from Islands in the Stream.
Thank you. Thank you.
music from the 1977 film Islands in the Stream. The composer was Jerry Goldsmith. That from the original soundtrack, as recorded for the film itself, and issued here on the Film Score Monthly label. It's music from screen adaptations, inspired by the works of Ernest Hemingway this week. You're listening to Picture Perfect, music for the movies. The Killers, released in 1946, was based on one of Hemingway's most frequently anthologized short stories, about a couple of hitmen sent to kill a boxer who fatalistically lies on his bed and stares at the wall. The story was originally published in Scribner's Magazine in 1927. The filmmakers transformed Hemingway's minimalist prose into classic film noir, imagining the investigation following the boxer's death. The backstory, revealed in flashback, was supplied by screenwriters John Huston and Richard Brooks. Huston, who's uncredited because of his contract with a rival studio, virtually codified noir with The Maltese Falcon. Burt Lancaster and Ava Gardner starred. It was Lancaster's film debut. The music was by Miklos Rozsa and features thematic material later used in the television series Dragnet. Here's music from The Killers. We'll be right back. music from the 1946 film The Killers. The score by Miklos Roja. For the second time this hour, we heard the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, conducted by James Sedaris. As I mentioned earlier, The Old Man and the Sea had its origins as one of the stories, which were eventually published as Islands in the Stream. It was Hemingway's last major work to be published in his lifetime. Another exercise of honor and struggle, Santiago's battle with a large marlin draws biblical parallels to modern life. The Old Man and the Sea went on to earn Hemingway not only the Pulitzer Prize in 1953, but the Nobel Prize in 1954. John Sturges directed the seemingly unfilmable novel, with Spencer Tracy giving a virtuoso performance. The music was by Dmitri Tiomkin. Tiomkin's efforts earned him his fourth Academy Award. From 1958, here are selections from The Old Man and the Sea. Music from the 1958 film of Old Man and the Sea. The composer was Dmitri Tiomkin. Our final Hemingway adaptation, though of course there were many more. What's especially striking, I think, is that with the exception of The Killers, all of these films were made within only a few years of the publication of their source material. Hemingway not only a literary figure, but also a popular one as well. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect. Support for this program has been provided in part by a grant from the Frank and Lydia Bergen Foundation and by the listener members of the Classical Network. Visit our website at wwfm.org and click on donate/renew. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on Picture Perfect, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page at Classic Ross Amico.